President Bush told an audience in suburban Atlanta, Georgia, that the September 11, 2001 terror attacks revealed gaps in America's national defense. Mr. Bush said the country is safer today because of his administration's policies.
We are safer because we've taken action to protect the homeland. We are safer because we are on the offense against our enemies overseas. We're safer because of the skill and sacrifice of the brave Americans who defend our people.
On August 30th, the day before he began the current round of speeches, President Bush was asked if they would impact the midterm election.
There are speeches about the future of this country. And there are speeches to make it clear that if we retreat before the job is done, this nation will become even more in jeopardy. These are important times. And I was seriously hope people wouldn't politicize these issues that I'm going to talk about.
Opposition Democrats say the president does just that when he suggests that critics of his terror and Iraq policies are weak on national security. They also reject the president's claim that Iraq is central to winning the war on terror. Retired General Wesley Clark competed for the 2004 Democratic presidential nomination. He says Iraq is a major strategic blunder.
It's time for America to face the facts. Invading Iraq was an unnecessary war. It distracted us from what we were trying to accomplish in Afghanistan, and it's been counterproductive in winning the war on terror.
Public opinion polls support the general statement. Surveys indicate more than 60% of Americans questioned disapprove of the president's handling of the war in Iraq. His anti-terrorism policies fare better, with support hovering at about 50%. But Norman Ornstein of the American Enterprise Institute says domestic, economic, and social concerns make security a pivotal issue for the Republicans.
They don't have gas prices. They can't do much with Medicare prescription drugs. All they've got going for them is the slight, now very slight, edge that they have in dealing with terrorism.
Democrats need a gain of 15 seats to take control of the House of Representatives and 6 in the Senate. Chuck Todd is editor of The Hotline, a political weblog. He says the political fortunes of both parties depend on the voters' mood on Election Day.
If the voter goes into the polls and is thinking about Iraq, Democrats are going to have a big night. If the voters are going into the polls and thinking about terrorism, then Republicans have a fighting chance.
Republicans are expected to highlight terrorism in the fall campaign. The pro-Republican grassroots organization Progress for America has already launched a national cable television advertising campaign to focus on the issue. Peter Fidinski, VOA News.